Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Morning, Hayden.
Well, morning, Mr. Rogers. What's with the sweater?
Nothing. It's just been hanging in my closet for years. Just thought I'd wear it.
Come on, Luth. You've worn the same thing to work every day since I've known you. Why this? Why now?
Well, hey, you're not going to like hearing this, but I was watching Christine's coffee commercial.
Yeah, see, I knew it. I knew that was it. And the dumb commercial driving me nuts.
Well, you have to admit, they're pretty damn sophisticated. Look at the effect it had on me.
I can't believe the way people are getting carried away by this commercial. You know, they're actually starting to wonder if Christine, this British guy she's acting with, aren't going together.
My landlady thinks so. She's happy. She thinks Christine finally found someone she deserves.
Well, your landlady's an idiot, and so is anyone else who watches a commercial and believes it.
Morning, gents. Food like a scone.
Paper this morning. Look at this.
So
do you see what it says about Christine and this Daniel character? It says they were seen holding hands over a cup of Drurs.
Well, Luther, that's what they're paid to do. It's an ad campaign. They're traveling the Midwest as a couple.
Yeah, well, people are starting to talk.
People are supposed to talk.
Yeah, well, my landlady thinks you're having sex.
Your landlady thinks everybody's having sex.
Not me.
Hayden, you know, I'm not the kind of person who likes to fan the flames of controversy, but I'm telling you, I see these commercials, I read this kind of stuff, I talk to my landlady, and I gotta tell you, I think you, Bobby, you might have a little bit of a problem.
Do you think every time there's a love scene in the movies that people are actually having sex? Come on, they're pretending, for crying out loud.
Well, in my book, pal, that is having sex.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Hey, Coach, can I turn on your TV? Christine's new commercial is on. I want to see what happens next.
Well, they both have more coffee, and then they both have to pee. That's what happens next.
I'm just curious. And first the guy picks her up at the hotel, then they had coffee. I want to see where this thing leads.
My landlady predicts they rip off the tablecloth and have sex right there in the restaurant.
Here it is.
Thank you for dinner. You didn't have to do that.
You can get the next one.
Unfortunately, I have to leave first thing tomorrow morning. It's funny. Usually I can't wait for these business trips to end. But not this one.
I wish we never had to leave Minneapolis. I'm going to miss the company. And the coffee. You know, there's a small nightclub on the roof. Would you like to go dancing?
I'd love to. Let me just take one last sip.
Say yes to Drurs and see what happens next.
I'm there.
What happens next?
Well, who cares what happens next? It's a commercial. It's not real, Dauber.
Hey, you wouldn't be so irritated if you weren't just a little bit worried.
I'm not having this conversation anymore.
I'm not trying to make you mad, Hayden. I'm just telling you to be a little bit careful.
What are you talking about?
Sex head over here thinks that Christine and that English muffin are hitting it off.
Actors and actresses fall in love all the time on movie sets.
Well, that's it. I can hardly wait for Friday night. I'm out of here.
It's Friday night.
Christine gets back, and the Drurs people are throwing a big party in Minneapolis to celebrate the end of the commercial. And I'll tell you something, Dauber. It may be the end of the commercials, but I'm not so sure it's the end of Christine and Daniel.
Oh, come on, Luth. I don't believe any of that stuff.
Hey, read your Hollywood history, buddy. I mean, something happens, when a man and a woman get on a movie set together. I don't care how professional they are. I mean, look at your Diane Keaton, Annette Bening, Julie Christie, Madonna. All fell irresistibly in love with the same leading man, Ned Beatty.
Probably the funniest thing that happened to us was we were in Bismarck, North Dakota, and that's the end of the story.
Daniel, have you ever done comedy?
No, but I should, shouldn't I?
Excuse me, can I have your name, please?
Yeah, Hayden Fox.
Whoa, 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 pal. You're not on a list.
Well, I'm with her.
There you are.
See? He says I'm not on a list.
Oh, no, it's okay, Scotty. He's with me.
How come I'm not on the list? I hate it when I'm not on the list.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Give me a kiss. I haven't seen you in almost a week.
Hello there, Hayden. Nice to see you again.
Hey there, Danny boy.
Everyone, shall we all gather around and see what we're all here to celebrate?
Now what?
Now, I may be prejudiced, but I think it's the best work I've ever done.
Oh, come on. You mean better than the denture stuck in the cherry pie commercial?
Can we dim the lights, please? And let's roll it.
I can't remember when I've had a night like tonight. Did anyone ever tell you you're a wonderful dancer?
No. But then, I've never danced like I did tonight. Could I interest you in one more cup of coffee? You know, Drewers makes a fine decaf.
I really shouldn't. I have an early flight.
What floor are you?
12. What about you?
9. Floor, please.
9.
Say yes to Drewers and see what happens next.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention for one more moment? Daniel, Christine, could you step over here? I've got a little something for you two. You've been so extraordinary during these commercials that everyone has been asking what happens next. So as a little gift to you, the people at Drewers have decided to go all the way. Because of your outstanding work in combined animal sexuality, Drewers wants us to do one more commercial. The Drewers couple will finally consummate their relationship. Christine Armstrong and Daniel Carter Dodd are going to bed together.
You're kidding.
I'll spend it.
Like hell they are.
Is there a problem?
Well, if you two are going to be jumping in the sack, there's a problem. There's a big problem.
Excuse us, everybody. Could I talk to you for a minute?
You can talk to you blue in the face. You're not going to bed with that guy.
This is a commercial. It's acting. You know that.
Do I?
Yes, you're an intelligent, rational-thinking man.
Am I?
This discussion is so ridiculous, I can't even have it.
Fine. End of discussion. You're not doing the commercial.
I am doing the commercial. End of discussion.
That's not how it works. The discussion ended when I said end of discussion. End of discussion.
You don't tell me what I can and what I can't do.
Everybody's going to think you're having sex with this guy.
They will not.
Well, Luther already believes it. His landlady's out of her mind because of it. Everybody at work's giving me a hard time.
Then they're all stupid and naive.
Well, that may be, but they're my friends. Gee, I can't believe why you're doing this.
Because it's a wonderful opportunity.
What, hopping in a sack with a Brit? Geez, if that's what you want, next time we go to bed together, I'll wear a top hat.
That is not what I'm talking about, and you know it. These commercials are giving me a lot of exposure.
Boy, this one sure as hell's gonna...
Oh, I hate it. Like this.
Well, what the hell am I supposed to think? I mean, I don't know. Maybe you're getting some kind of weird thrill out of this.
Oh, give me a break.
Oh, no, I know how you feel about suave, sophisticated, classy guys.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, well, maybe you're not getting enough of it. Maybe you're just getting a little hungry for it.
Oh, that's right, Hayden. I'm constantly on the prowl for sophisticated guys. I just do commercials because it's warmer than standing on street corners.
What are you getting so testy about?
Because I find this whole discussion idiotic. Nobody in their right mind could think any of this is real. Daniel is a thorough professional, and so am I. We are going to bed together because we're getting paid for it, and that's all there is to it. Now I'm sounding like an idiot.
Ha! So, it's not just me!
Look, I would like to get back to this party. Now, you can either be the intelligent, evolved, rational-minded man that I have grown to know and love, and trust me, or you can be a backward-thinking, boorish lout and leave.
I'm out of here.
Oh. Go away, Hayden. I don't want to listen to an apology tonight.
It isn't Hayden.
Daniel?
I'm sorry to show up unannounced. I just felt I should talk to you. May I come in?
Sure. Can I get you a cup of coffee?
Oh, please, God, no. No, I just came by because I felt awful about what happened tonight. If it was in any way my fault, I want to apologize.
Oh, Daniel, that's very sweet, but you had nothing to do with it. It's all in Hayden's mind. And unfortunately, it's all alone in there.
Well, I can sort of understand his reaction, after all. You and I have been seeing an awful lot of each other lately, and you are a very attractive woman.
You're being too kind.
No, you are.
No, I meant to Hayden. He's acting as if he doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's on television. And I know he's smarter than that.
You know, our commercial is pretty realistic. I can understand how a man could get confused. In fact, Christine, I'm pretty confused myself. I've wanted to do that since the 8th take on our second day of shooting.
I think you better go.
Oh, I'm sorry if my kissing you was offensive.
No. It was far from offensive. That's why I think you better go.
Will you come with me?
Excuse me?
We could go dancing on the roof. Like we did the other night after dinner.
We didn't dance. Have dinner. We never left the soundstage. I ate 16 rice cakes and then went home.
Yes, but surely the image of us dancing is as vivid in your mind as it was in mine?
Apparently not. Daniel, I want you to go.
Yes. Well, all right. Maybe this is going just a little too fast, but I can't believe that after all that time working together, you never felt anything.
I felt an attraction for the character. And I felt a little bloated from the rice cakes. That's all I felt.
Well, then, you're an even better actress than I gave you credit for.
Please leave. I want to finish doing this commercial with you, and I won't be able to do that if you push this.
I suppose another kiss is out of the question.
I would have to call the police.
Right. Well, I think things are beginning to look a lot clearer now. I'm sorry for any discomfort I may have caused.
It's all right. Apparently this commercial seems to be confusing quite a few people. I think it's maybe a good thing that it's coming to an end.
Yes, I think maybe you're right.
I will see you on the set tomorrow.
Yes. Well, judging by the script, you'll see quite a lot of me.
Oh. Well, I know what she wants. She wants me to drive over to Minneapolis and apologize. Well, I'll be damned if I'm going to apologize for not wanting her to go to bed with some guy on TV.
I don't think any man should have to do that.
This is still just a commercial, right?
I mean, they're not really doing anything.
Not doing anything? Not doing anything? Are they in bed, Hayden?
You're damn right they're in bed.
Are they under the covers?
They better be.
Well, that doesn't mean they're doing anything.
If you're in bed and you're under the covers in my book, pal, that is doing something.
I mean, am I wrong here? I know it's just a commercial, but come on. I mean, a guy has got a right to be upset when his fiance goes to bed with another man.
Absolutely.
I have a point here.
You got a sharp point.
Can I come in for a second?
Oh, Jesus, Christine, come on.
Oh, I'm sorry if I'm interrupting anything.
At least he's not having sex on television.
I see you've been discussing this with a brain trust.
Those guys agree that I am right. So if you've come here to get an apology out of me, forget it. Because this time I am not wrong.
I know you're not. Which is why I'm here to apologize to you.
Huh?
I think maybe I came down a little hard on you last night.
You're apologizing to me?
I'm not saying you were right for making a scene or for worrying about what your friends think, but I do acknowledge that the lines between reality and television can become a little fuzzy.
How do you know that?
Because they became a little fuzzy for Daniel.
I knew it!
Well, yeah, before you fly off the handle, nothing happened. He just showed up at my apartment last night.
What the hell was he doing coming to your apartment?
Well, he was just confused, Hayden.
What are you talking about? Where the hell do you think he was? The zoo?
He was confused about us. He thought because the Drewers couple was falling in love that Daniel and Christine were falling in love, too. I mean, he had me confused with the lady in the commercial.
Yeah, I knew I was right! No one can ever tell me I'm wrong again! What happened?
Well, now, remember, I'm telling you all of this so that you know how much you can trust me. He kissed me.
Did you let him kiss you?
Well, it just happened.
And that's a sign of trust? Well,
the trust is I'm telling you.
Did you kiss him back?
Yes, I did.
Oh, boy! We're building some trust now!
Hayden, it was just for a second, and I wasn't kissing him. I was kissing the guy in the commercial.
All right, and the four of you had a little party.
Hayden, would you rather I didn't tell you?
I don't know. Maybe my neck wouldn't be throbbing.
I am telling you that you were right about Daniel and the commercials, but you have nothing to worry about. You know, this is not the first time in the years we've been going together that someone has come on to me.
Oh, man, there goes the other side. Now I know why you never apologize. You're giving me a stroke.
Hey, this doesn't just happen to me. It happens to everybody. I mean, people confuse signals all the time.
I don't.
Well, come on, Hayden. I know you're out in the world. Are you going to tell me that in the past 6 years, no other woman has ever come on to you?
That's what I'm telling you.
Oh. Well, I don't believe it.
I don't care whether or not you believe it. That's what I'm selling.
Oh. It doesn't matter that it happens. What matters is how you respond. I am totally committed to you, and I always will be. Just like I know you're committed to me.
So you're gonna do the commercial?
I have to. I can't leave them high and dry, but... After today, I'm through with commercials. I promise.
Well, I can suffer through one more.
It's not going to be that bad. When you see it, you'll realize how innocent it really is. Now, do you think you can trust me?
Yes.
Do you think when this is all over, we can put this behind us?
Yes.
Do you think I need to put your name on the list so you can watch us shoot this?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, kids, let's try to get that magic one more time.
Drurer's coffee number 4, take 1. Action.
You're still here. Wasn't a dream.
But it was like a dream.
What happens next?
Heaven. Room service is here with the Drurers.
Come in.
I think I love you.
I know I love you.
Say yes to Drurers. You'll love what happens next.
Cut. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've just made television history. I've never done a commercial in one take before, but it just doesn't get any better than that. You two were magnificent. Print it. That's a wrap.
Okay, great. Let's get the hell out of here.